This episode of The Truth includes strong language.
Are you nervous?
I'm a little bit nervous.
You must be nervous.
I'm a little nervous, but it's fine.
Is it better for you if I come in with you? Or I'll drop you off and then I'll find a spot?
Could I ask you not to come?
What do you mean?
I don't know if you should come to the show.
Why wouldn't you want me to come in?
It'll be weird.
People won't know.
I don't want to be the comedian with his mom.
Who would know it's your mom?
I would know. I would know.
But is it like the cursing thing? You don't want me to hear it when you curse?
Oh, no, I'm fine with you hearing me curse.
I don't think you are.
Fuck, shit.
Oh, really?
It's just about me. If I know that you're there, everything's going to change.
Okay.
It'll affect everything.
Okay. So you totally, really, for sure, don't want me to come in. All right.
Okay.
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 I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, I want you to do well.
Thank you.
I love you.
I will try.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
I love you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Stand-up comedy is notoriously difficult, but it's a simple goal. Make the people laugh. Problem is, not all crowds are alike. This is The Truth. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and we'll be back in May with some new stories. But for this episode, we're going back to a story from 2013 about a young stand-up and his gig from hell.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Now back to Tough Crowd.
Hi. I'm here for the show.
What show?
The comedy show. The stand-up.
No, I don't know anything about that.
There's no show going on here?
There's a speed dating event in the back.
I think this is where I'm supposed to be.
Hi, Vincent.
Let's see.
Hi, hey. I'm Amy Burns. I'm the producer at the event.
Oh, it's nice to meet you.
Emailed.
Thank you so much for having me, yeah.
Thanks for being here. Let's go head on the back.
Okay.
So there's been a bit of a change of plans. We originally had you to come and do your stand-up before our speed dating event, and we're running out of time.
Okay.
So we're going to need you to do your stand-up while everyone's speed dating.
Like, simultaneous?
Yeah, together. I know it's not the most ideal situation.
Yeah,
comedy,
my only worry is if they're trying to get to know each other while I'm...
You know, everyone just wants to have a good time, so just entertain as you normally would.
Okay.
Well, hold on 1 second.
What's that?
Oh, nothing, just for the daters.
Oh, okay.
So, yes.
Is that going to...
Yeah, it's going to be happening the whole time.
Okay.
Let me just go introduce you.
Sure.
Come on.
Sure.
What's your name, cowboy?
My name is Noel.
I'm Janet.
Right on.
What do you do?
I'm a preschool teacher.
Oh, very nice.
My name is Claudia.
Okay.
I'm a textile designer.
Okay.
I was born in New Mexico.
Okay.
Youngest of five.
Okay.
I'm a Jew.
Okay.
What about you?
Excuse me, everyone. I'd like to interrupt for a second. I hope everything is going well. I can see some real love connections already forming. You asked for entertainment, and we delivered. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce Vincent Ostro.
Hi, thank you. My name is Vincent Ostero. Actually, that's fine. Thank you so much for having me. I hope all of your dates are going well. It's great to see you all here dating and talking. I don't date much myself. You know, I'm pretty buried there in my cocoon of self-doubt and loneliness, so I've got a lot of time to write jokes. And I wrote some jokes for you guys, so I hope you enjoy my act. So you know how some books, they begin with the phrase, "It was a dark and stormy night." Aren't all nights dark? You need to tell me that night is dark? I don't... I can gather that myself.
I have this question I like to ask people to get to know your kind of thing from this little like internet thing I found.
Right.
Okay, so your house is on fire.
Yeah.
And everything inside is burning down. You have a chance to run in and grab one last item.
My laptop.
Okay, so let's just say the laptop's safe too.
Okay. Oh, God. It's really stressful.
America's Got Talent would be a very different show if it were called America's Got String Cheese or America's Got Dietary Restrictions.
Do you like comedy? Do you enjoy laughing?
Okay, that's, yeah, I do enjoy laughing. That's something I like.
Do you like Jack Benny?
Jack Benny, Take My Wife, Please?
No.
No, who's Jack Benny?
Jack Benny, I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
I'm thinking about it. Does that ring the bell? I'm thinking about it.
Actually, it was
eBay kind of thing, turnover stuff. Yeah.
Like you were just like, you'd buy stuff and then sell it online?
Yeah.
I dated a guy who did that for a while.
Yeah?
It's like a pit. You become like obsessed. It's like constantly checking your auctions. It's crazy.
Sure.
It's really stressful.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Or was. Well, what?
Yes.
So I don't think sneakers come in enough of a variety. I think there should be a greater variety of sneakers. You know, we're all, this isn't communist Russia. I'm a young man. I want to express my individuality through the art of sneakers.
Oh, there's the bell.
Okay. Okay. It was right to meet you.
Yeah, okay.
Sneakers.
Where am I supposed to go?
Right, see you.
Have you ever stayed in a quality inn? It makes me nervous that they have to advertise quality as one of their leading features. That's
hey.
Hi. My name is Claudia.
All right, I'm Noel.
I am a textile designer.
Okay.
I am a Jew.
All right.
Okay. So you have a chance to go in and grab one last thing.
Oh, gosh.
What do you go and grab?
I probably just stand there, staring at things. I should get renter's insurance, you know?
We're all trying to talk to each other, and I'm trying to talk at you. It's very distracting for me. I'm sure it must be distracting for you as well.
Yes. Yes, it is.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Shut Up. I'm trying to have a conversation.
I know. I understand, you know. I'm sorry. I clearly I shouldn't really be on stage right now, so I'm just gonna enjoy your dates.
What are you doing? It's going great.
It's not at all going great. I'm
Vincent, you signed a contract for 15 minutes of stand-up, okay?
Couldn't we just not give it to them? Is the contract really that...
Well, couldn't you just get up there and finish? I mean, what's the difference?
It seems like the difference would be like everyone's enjoyment of the evening.
This is what it is to be a professional comedian. Do you want to be a professional? Do you want more work?
So you're saying it has to happen, just 15 minutes have to happen?
Yeah, just 15 minutes.
I'm back. You guys miss me? Hi. It's me. So I was at a rock and roll concert, and the front man said, "Are you ready to rock?" And I thought to myself, am I ready? Keep dating.
Hi. I'm Claudia. Hi, nice to meet you. Let's shake hands real quick. Okay, good.
You have a chance to run in and grab one more thing before you lose everything forever. What are you going to grab?
I would go for my cash.
Okay.
What do you do?
I'm a textile designer.
Fabulous.
What do you do?
I blow glass. I make like ornaments. And,
oh my God. Yeah. That's amazing.
Thank you.
That's really hard.
Right?
Wow. Exactly. Exactly. That's it's like figured out.
I was walking around my hood recently, you know, my neighborhood, and this guy said to me, "Hey, yo mama's so fat that when she jumps, she gets stuck in the sky." And I said, "Oh yeah? Well, Yo-Yo Ma is such a great cellist that he brings tears to my eyes every time I hear him play." It's also, that's true. That's how Yo-Yo Ma affects me. You know, I could say anything I want right now, and no one really cares. That's a very, it's actually quite freeing. I can say, raise your hand if you hate your parents. Who here hates their parents? Raise your hand. Liars. You guys are lying. Okay. All right. Raise your hand if you hate someone else's parents. If you hate any parents of any kind, you guys, everyone is lying. Raise your hand if you hate the person you're talking to right now. Come on, this is really, you could really break some social boundaries and be honest right now. By just if you think that the person that you're sitting at a speed date with, if you find this person repulsive, just raise your hand. What are you all even doing? Why are you here? Are you looking for love? You want to be loved? Why is that an obsession with us? Why am I on stage here looking for your approval? Look, we're all out here trying to find different forms of affection. Aren't we all just kind of trying to distract ourselves from the fact that we're dying? That second by second, all of us are dying? And you all die alone. It doesn't matter if you're in a room with someone else. You're going to die and you're going to be alone. I too need love. That's why I'm here. That's why we're all here. I love you guys. I don't. I thought that if I gave you what you wanted, that maybe I could break through a little bit. That maybe we could have a... Does anyone want to speed date me? All right. What if I just yelled fire right now? I mean, I'm not going to. I think it's illegal. I think I could get in real trouble. But I don't think I would. I don't think anyone is listening enough. I think even if something were on fire and I needed to save your lives, if the guy with the microphone tried to save your lives, you'd still not listen. Just out of defiance. Fire. Nothing. Hi, can I get a Coke, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hey, don't quit your day job.
I won't, thanks.
Seriously, man, you suck.
I'm sorry you didn't like the performance.
I mean it, man, you suck.
Come on, let's just get out of here.
Okay. The joke is on him. I actually do not have a day job.
So that was really bad. Really kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you should think about how I feel, right?
Yeah, what was up with that string cheese joke? It didn't even make sense.
Well, I mean, you know, it's who knows how a joke does in a room.
It doesn't full even, of you're taking the title of a show and putting something else at the end of it.
Imagine the show.
There's cheese.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, string and
cheese.
People.
Cheese and people? What are the people doing with the cheese?
Eating it?
It's people being filmed eating cheese?
Hey, can I get a club soda, please?
Yeah, sure.
It was great, Vincent.
Was it?
Yeah, great. With a lime wedge, please, for sure.
Before I forget, can I ask you about my check?
Oh, well, it's being processed through accounting, so it'll just be mailed to you, so I'm not really sure when.
Okay.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Burn.
That's worrying me. That's bad.
How much are they paying you for this gig?
Definitely not enough.
Or too much.
There are some who might say I deserve to pay for...
Yeah, probably, like, the audience.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a stand-up comic, too.
Oh, you are? Cool.
Yeah, I take classes sometimes at Zanies.
Oh, really? Have you made anyone want to kill themselves yet?
No. I'll give you one of my jokes. Do you want to hear one of my jokes?
You're going to give it so I can tell one now?
Yeah. I feel like, you know, I owe you that, at
least. All right, yeah. Give me my new best joke.
What did one wall say to the other?
What?
See you later.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Exactly, it's high concept.
But my string cheese joke is high concept by that logic.
No, it's not. It's pandering.
They're the same kind of joke. They're the same.
Okay, give me another joke.
Okay, right now I'm writing a pilot, in which Jaden Smith gets into a fight outside school and is sent to live with his poor uncle in West Philadelphia.
It's okay. You know what? There's other careers you can take.
That
you
look has smart. Gotten a laugh.
Are you doing anything this Friday?
I don't know. What am I doing?
I don't know. Do you want to go see a movie or?
Is this high concept as well?
No, I'm asking you a question.
This is, oh, no, so we're not.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's my number.
All right.
You can pick me up at 7.
Great. That's awesome. I will do that. I just remembered I don't have a car.
Right. Of course you don't have a car because you are the most depressing man I've ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll pick you up.
Okay, okay. This is gonna depress you more, but I have cards.
I have. There's.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
My name and.
Wow.
It's, and then it says the word comedian under it, which is almost a lie. But
I feel like you should probably get rid of these.
Well, I just got rid of one.
Okay.
I think my ride is here, but I will. Oh, I need to pay for this drink.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. See you on Friday.
Yeah. See you on Friday.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, how'd it go?
Not great.
Oh, no.
It was really bad.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Did you try looking people in the eyes and all that, like you walked around?
Yes, I did.
You were confident?
I walked confidently.
You did?
Yes.
It was a tough crowd, or?
Yeah, it was bad.
What about cursing? Did you curse?
No, I don't think so.
Probably should have cursed.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Tough Crowd was written by Lewis Kornfeld, with some of the dialogue improvised by the actors. And it was inspired by an actual experience that happened to Adam Wade, who is an amazing storyteller who's also acted in a couple true stories. This story was performed by Alejandro Colini, with Anne-Marie Cullen, Devin O'Neill, Megan Gray, Maddie Mako, Alana Fishbein, Lewis Kornfeld, Matt Shafiq, Shakotha Fields, and Noel Dineen. The associate producer for this story was Carrie Kasten, and it was produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. With special thanks to the Magnet Theater in New York City. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, we're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Cadence Mandibara. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.